The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I hate the fact that older people and children are being scammed. It's at an all-time high. In fact, it's gotten worse the past few years instead of better. Our contractor, Oscar, he actually just shared a story with us about his father-in-law. The man was lonely. He met a woman at work. This is a man who was in his 80s already. This woman began showering him with all kinds of compliments. They fall in love. They get married. He passes away. All of this happens within 6 months. Now, he's laying on the bed. They declare him dead. And his new wife tells the family, you got to get out now.
Ooh.
I don't believe that after the soul leaves the body, it matters anymore. Cuts them out of everything and gets every single dime, all of his stock options, all of his insurance, and doesn't give anything to the family. Obviously, it was a scam from the very beginning. These kind of stories, remember when Jesse Watts said that a friend of hers, a woman, gave somebody $20,000 cash because she believed a phone call?
Yeah.
That came in? I don't understand what's happening. I guess it's because older people get lonely.
Yeah, there's people that are willing to exploit it. My dad, before he passed, kind of went through something similar. He was with a woman who had married three other men before him. She was trying to get him to marry her. He didn't want to marry her. She took those three men for their inheritances, and that's kind of how she was living. But we saw that she had done that, so we got out in front of it. We told my dad, hey, this is what's going on. This is what she's trying to do while he was dying. And he actually changed everything. He had things written into her name, and he changed everything because he realized, why would his kids lie to him?
Your dad fell for it, right? He was seeing this woman for a very long time. I recall at the end of your father's life, DJ Automatic, the only person there was your mother, and they weren't even married anymore. They were divorced.
Yeah, and that woman was nowhere to be found. That was her scam. That's what she did. She would find older men that were getting ready to pass, and she would exploit it.
And loneliness is a strong thing. And when we both described the man you talked about earlier, Dana, and then Automatic's father, you described two lonely people. And I think loneliness is a hard thing. And when you're looking to get that, like you're looking to relieve that pain of being lonely, I think, you know, you meet a seductive person and they know how to seduce you in the right ways. And next thing you know, you're signing over leases and you don't know. And
one of the things he said to us, the contractor, and I know Automatic, you feel the same way. It's not about the money. It's the fact that the family gets burned and you're already dealing with the death of a loved one. And now you have to go through all of this as well. So it just turned into a bad thing. There's some great advice online. The FCC says, like I said, this is getting worse. Don't transfer money to strangers. Tell children in your life, because they get scammed too, and older people, don't do it. Ask yourself, why is this person romantically interested in me? Could there be ulterior motives? And then finally, kids of elderly people are encouraged to take over their finances and make sure that you're watching what they do on a daily basis, not even weekly. You need to be checking on it every single day.
We just did this with my mom. We actually had to put parental controls on her phone so she can't download any new apps, and we're aware of everything she's doing because there's another guy who's trying to exploit my mom and her loneliness. That's the thing, is like, when I say loneliness, I talk to my mom every single day. But I think that there's, you know, when you get older and you're single, you long for that love, and there will be people that are willing to find you and exploit you and do whatever they can to get to you. That we literally are going through this right now, and we're doing the power of attorney because this guy's got his hooks into my mom.
I'm just glad you and your siblings have been proactive, so Mama Matic is protected.
What's up, y'all? It's Jack Harlow, and you're listening to the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Do you remember when our listener called us and said, I'm dating my boss who's married? He's on the phone again.
Oh.
And he needs some advice because they're still seeing each other.
Oh.
I'm going to take him off hold right now. My first question is, does the wife know?
I don't know if they're open. I don't talk to his wife, but I talk to him. Supposedly, he's going to leave his wife, but then I'm like, I don't want to be the reason why.
Then maybe you should tell her.
First of all, I don't talk to her. I just know of her. What should I do, if anything?
I think you should say something to her.
No. It's not his business to say anything.
Well, you tell me, Automatic. What do you think?
I don't condone what you're doing, but it's not your job to tell his wife.
Well, I have a question. What if it was you?
Oh, my God. Now you're going to play the reward card. If it was me, sweet Jesus, I wouldn't want somebody to tell me. At the same time, if you're wanting to play this game with another dude, then you should at least own up to it. You know what I mean?
He's responsible for his relationship, not you. But I asked you a question. If it were you, if you were the wife, would you want to know?
No, I don't think so. I think I'm good with it.
You're saying that now, but I really feel like if it were you, you'd be singing another tune.
And what exactly is going on with you two now?
Recently, he's stepping up the game and being, like, more affectionate and just texting and calling. And I'm like, I think you need to go home.
So you are not looking for love, or are you looking for love?
Yeah, just not with a person that's married. That's my boss.
Yeah, you don't want to be with somebody who's married. You're never going to be first.
Yeah, but that's not on him.
So you think it's okay?
No, I don't think it's okay, but it's not your responsibility to tell his wife.
How do your friends and family feel about this situation?
I told my mom about it, and my mom was like, what are you doing? And then she was like, you shouldn't be doing that. And then I was like, okay, well, I'm not the one that started it. Where it initially started was because of, like, him. He was like, oh, well, do you want some breakfast or do you want burrito? I thought it was, like, kind of normal text. And so I was like, okay, I'll take one. And then I just said, he was like, what do you want? And I don't know, surprised me. So it was just, like, kind of started from there.
So it all started with a breakfast burrito.
Because he wanted your burrito.
Well, I think we both wanted each other's burrito.
Oh, my gosh.
But it was pretty good, though.
This is a recipe I want nothing to do with. I cook on a daily basis, but we're not cooking up scandalous unfaithful on this show. Good morning. Who is this?
Hi, this is Jamie.
Jamie, are you married?
No, divorced.
Oh, no, Jamie, what happened?
His choice.
His loss, Jamie, okay? That's what we say here, his loss. If you were still with him, and let's just say he was unfaithful, would you want someone to tell you?
Yes.
Okay, would you want the person he was being unfaithful with, maybe, to let you in on the secret?
Well, you know, this is really kind of an interesting question because my husband cheated on me with a person that we both knew.
What? Can you tell me what happened?
It was someone he used to work with. And he'd maintained a relationship with after they stopped working together. I had no problem with him being friends with her, but he never told me the truth, even though I asked him to. So I didn't get all the fun. I didn't get to have the rage and the anger, and all I got was the confusion of, why are you suddenly leaving me?
And so he's with this woman now, obviously.
Yeah, they married.
I have a solution to all this. How about you just don't step out on your partner?
Automatic. That's why I married you, because you're faithful.
That's right.
Would you want the person that your partner was cheating on you with to tell you? 877-730-DCS1. Call or text.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, so it's what story? There's a woman that was scammed into thinking she was dating Brad Pitt, so she divorced her husband and gave the man over $700,000. What? What are we talking about here? This man used AI video and was talking to her. They really had this ongoing relationship. He fakes that he's in the hospital and he needs her to save him. All the while, she's leaving her husband and family behind, thinking she's dating Brad Pitt. Honey, baby.
Don't you think it would have been in the news if he was in the hospital?
That's what I'm saying. Also, do you really think Brad Pitt is going to call you and ask you for money for the hospital?
I'm not going to point the finger because, you know what? I would probably fall blame if Brad Pitt messaged me. I think I have influence of such that Brad Pitt would call me for help and I would believe him.
I'm looking at the picture now and the video. The AI stuff does look pretty real.
I understand that, Automatic, but in what world is Brad Pitt just going to call a random woman and start a relationship with her?
In her perfect world, dude.
Right on, Automatic, right on. Okay, who could convince you to give up a little money from your bank account? Anthony, you first because you're single. I'm going to let Otto ponder on this one.
Well, it would have
besides Brad Pitt.
It would have to be Triple H, the wrestler. Yeah, if Triple H called me and he was like, hey, we're inviting you out to participate in WWE Raw. It's going to cost this amount of money. Send it over. I would, without even a question, I would send it over to join the WWE so bad.
I don't get it. Automatic, what about you?
You do it daily, so.
Oh, nice.
My God.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.